As part of the WILO in Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 vision, we say good morning to Shan Sheridan. Hey, Shan.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, Kevin?
Doing all right. Thanks for the call this morning.
No problem.
So how are things with you?
Hey, good morning, Ken.
I'm fine.
Doing well.
Yeah.
Had a great time yesterday. Had our church out at our house and had a little old-fashioned Sunday picnic. So we had a great time. So it was a real blessing.
So are we doing things the right way in your mind, or are we getting back to where we were, or are we still kind of just staying stagnant and maybe going the wrong way?
Well, I don't know about everybody else. I keep moving forward. So
yeah, I know. I know you do.
It's time to move forward. And, we've said this 100 times. You got to live. You can't live in fear, and you've got to live with, I think, passion. And we only have so much time on this earth, and you've got to make an impact and do what you believe God's called you to do. And that's my philosophy, and it's something that's been instilled in me since I was a little guy. So I think for the most part, people are working diligently and doing everything they can to get back to normal, if you want to use that word. But what is normal, in our world today? So so many things there's a part of me that says quite often, I never would have thought that.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought I would have seen that, or I never thought I would have heard that. But that seems to be a very common statement here lately.
Have you guys got big events coming up downtown? I know you were getting ready to start maybe thinking about a few, like Oktoberfest and Christmas parade and all those. But are we going to have anything downtown, or what's the latest?
Well, Main Street is pretty much in charge of events, and I'm not too sure where they are on moving forward with events. I look forward to our Christmas lights every year that happen in the park, and I know it's never too early to talk about Christmas. But, I mean, we are in August, guys. It's hard to believe we're in August. Actually, we're beyond the middle of August now. So, Christmas is right around the corner, but let's not forget today, and let's not forget all the great things that we've got coming up, Thanksgiving. So I think I'm not too sure about what's going to happen with Oktoberfest. I know we have another Thursday Thunder coming up this week, and so we've enjoyed having our third. We've had some great participation. Had, I think, about 65 cars last time, and been great opportunity for folks to come out and show their cars and people to see them. There are some things that are kind of brewing underneath the surface that hopefully, if things can open up as per the executive orders and all, that we will certainly go full tilt. It's a lot of depending upon what, our governor says over the next days and weeks ahead.
Thursday Thunder goes through September or October?
October this year.
Okay.
We started, it used to be, Ken, good question, that used to be, it was May through September. Now we have, this is our first year that we're running it from June to October. Jason does a great job with that, and we've just been really glad to see that happening in our downtown. The October, normally what happens, we get to September, and all the guys are going, well, golly, we could probably come back another. So we said, all right, let's do it. So we decided to go through October, and normally the weather is pretty decent into October, so we're looking forward to serving the folks. And I tell you, if you've not had any of Rodney's pork burgers out there on Thursday night, my Lord, this guy, he's doing a fantastic job with his catering. And Thursday nights, you need to come out and grab a pork burger or pulled pork, whatever. He's got all kinds of stuff, nachos, you name it, they've got it out there on Thursday night. So you can check out all the cars, listen to some music, and have a great meal.
Of course, I know you and Alan talked about this on the E-Factor Friday, but you guys are definitely, I'm sure, still exulting in the fact you got $3 million out of the government.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a fantastic blessing for us as a community to get $3 million on a project that's about $6.8 million is unbelievable. So we're so thankful for that, and we are, meetings already. We've already had multiple meetings discussing how we're going to maneuver things and get things from now on is about engineering. So we have to do what the government tells us to do now as far as the timelines and meeting those timelines. So we've been working with those folks doing that. So it's been exciting to see all of the this project out at 65 and 28 coming together, and we're excited to be able to announce some more projects here hopefully soon.
Yeah, you know, I went toward the western part of the world on Saturday. I haven't been out by NHK for almost a week or two. My gosh, it seems like it keeps expanding out there.
It's truly unbelievable how things are moving out there. So it's the old adage, you build it when they'll come. We have actually had now people calling, hey, I'm a developer, drive through Indiana all the time. I noticed this, what's happening. I'd like to know more information. And it's amazing. We've had two or three cold calls like that, just because people have passed by and have seen the activity. So, we believe that things will be moving rapidly, even with COVID. We still have some good projects we hope that are in the hopper that are going to come back. But, you know, right now everything is very uncertain, but we know that if you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ and you keep your head focused on Him and your mind focused on Him, everything else works out, and that's what we're doing.
Well, you know, the other thing of it is that this is still probably one of just a handful or less of exits in the state or interchanges in the state where nothing is really out there.
Yeah, you're right, Ken. I mean, there are a handful, and people, developers are always looking, and people say, well, we don't like a lot of development. But this is what I say. Let's do smart development. These are the places where development makes sense at an interchange, where people are coming through. You know, 17,000 people plus get off of that interchange every day. Over 100,000 people pass it every day.
Mm-hmm.
So, when you start thinking about, and can you imagine if we could start pulling a quarter to, a third of the people off the interstate to get off that interchange, that's a pretty significant economic impact to our community. And so those are the things that we have to look at, is smart development and smart growth.
All right. Anything else we need to talk about real quick or you want to bring up?
Thank you guys for what you do. Appreciate all the things that you do and how you support our community, and we continue to fight the good fight every day. New week, new opportunities, new beginnings. So everybody enjoy the new week ahead.
All right, you too, Shan. Take care of yourself.
Hey, thank you. All right,
bye-bye. All right, bye-bye.
All right, that's Shan Sheridan with the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision.